Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Welcome to Ask, Seek, and Knock with our Shabbat teaching by Jackie Smith.
You hear my prayers and you know. Shabbat Shalom, folks. Welcome to Shabbat Study. We air this study every Saturday, Shabbat at noon. If you wish to join us in chat during the study, simply go to KMSR1700AM.com and click on the Shabbat Study page link in the menu. You will see the chat box there. The live radio link is also there as well for those wishing to join us in fellowship today. You can click on the Skype fellowship link at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time and fellowship with us. Shabbat Shalom, and hope to see you there. Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters. We hope you're having a very blessed Shabbat. I'd like to start by lifting this ministry and the assembly up to our blessed Father, Yahovah, and our Messiah, Yeshua. Heavenly Father, in the blessed name of our Messiah, Yeshua, you are the maker of all things. Yahovah, our Elohim, and Yeshua, you are our blessed Messiah, and you are seated at the right hand of the Father. Thank you for your everlasting love. Yahovah Elohim and Yeshua Messiah, your mercy and grace abound. Dear Yeshua Messiah and Heavenly Father, Yahovah, we would like to lift up Sister Darla and her family to you in prayer. First, her son is doing a lot better, but is in a lot of pain. Please consider helping him with the pain, Yeshua Messiah and Yahovah our Elohim. Darla's sister Debbie is being treated for COVID and is not improving. Please, Yeshua and Yahovah, please consider helping her to improve if it be your will and your desire. Likewise, her dad is taking a turn for the worst as well, as they can't seem to get his blood sugar under control. Darla also has an aunt who has caught COVID and has been very sick. There is also a fatality in her family. Please keep Darla's stepmother in prayer for the loss of her boyfriend who lost his life while doing a roofing repair. Thank you, Father Yahovah and Yeshua our Messiah, for hearing our petitions. And Father Yahovah and Yeshua Messiah, we also lift up this ministry in hopes that it be your will to give us hearing ears, and also to give the teacher wisdom and understanding to deliver the teaching with complete understanding. It is in the precious name of Yeshua, our Messiah, we pray these things. Amen. Well, there's a lot in Darla's family that's going on. You guys, please keep her and her family in prayer, please. All right, let's get into the message. First, I'd like to let you know that you will need a pen or a pencil and paper for this topic, and the scriptures would be a good thing to have at your fingertips as well. You'll need to take notes, as there will be a lot of information to take down for those interested in this topic. Now, strangely, we're only going to talk about one topic, and basically one verse, and you'll kind of catch on when we get to it. But let me go ahead and start this with, Sunday church believers have been saying that Acts 20, verse 7, proves that the Sabbath has been changed from Saturday to Sunday. Is this true? Well, I believe there are several reasons Acts 20, verse 7, is no proof at all that the Sabbath was changed to Sunday. I have to ask, is there something in Acts 20, verse 7 that tells us that the Sabbath is officially changed to Sunday? Is there? Let's study together to put this question to rest once and for all. I'd like for us to go ahead and break down Acts 20, verse 7, but first, I'd like to look at several different versions of the scriptures to see if there is any discrepancy at all in the interpretations when they're side by side. So let's get started by first going to the English Standard Version of Acts 20, verse 7. That's the English Standard Version this time. And by the way, Acts 20, verse 7 is pretty much what we're studying. So let's go ahead and get started. On the first day of the week, when we are gathered together to break bread, Paul talked with them, intending to depart on the next day, and he prolonged his speech until midnight. All right, so here's what's in question. The very first phrase, which states, on the first day of the week. Remember that, okay? So let's compare this version with several other versions. to see if there's any discrepancies. Now let's take a look at the TS 2009 version. That's the Scriptures 2009 version of Acts 20, verse 7. And on day one of the week, the taught ones, having gathered together to break bread, Saul, that's Paul, intending to depart the next day, was reasoning with them and was extending the word till midnight. Okay, so far, those two versions seem to agree with each other pretty much. Let's go ahead and take a look at another version. Let's look at the King James Version of Acts 20, verse 7. This is the King James Version. You've probably noticed by now I'm doing a lot of comparisons, and this will go on for a while. Okay, here we go. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continuing his speech until midnight. We're going to read a couple more of these Masoretic texts, which is where most of your Bibles have come from. So let's go ahead and take a look at the Revised Standard Version and see if this agrees as well. So far, we have agreement with all of the other versions. And here it is, the Revised Standard Version of Acts 20, verse 7. On the first day of the week, when we gathered to depart on the morrow, he prolonged his speech until midnight. All right. So the Revised Standard Version also agrees that the first phrase is on the first day of the week. Since we're at it, let's go ahead and go to another translation. This is the Living Bible Translation, and we're probably going to look at a couple more. On Sunday, we all gathered for communion service with Paul preaching, and since he was leaving the next day, he talked until midnight. All right, it looks like every one of these texts from the Masoretic text agrees with the other that they met on Sunday, or the first day of the week. Let's go to the ancient Eastern text of George M. Lamsa's version of the Aramaic of the Peshitta. All right, that's Acts 20, verse 7 in the Peshitta. And on the first day of the week, while the disciples were assembled to break bread, Paul preached to them, and because he was ready to leave the next day, he prolonged his speech until midnight. There is one other Eastern text that we'll take a look at, and that's the ancient Eastern text, the James Murdoch Syriac New Testament. And that's, again, we're going to Acts 20, verse 7 in the James Murdoch version. And on the first day of the week, when we were assembled to break the Eucharist, Paul discoursed with them because he was to depart the next day. He continued to discourse until midnight. So the Eastern text agrees with the Masoretic text that they all met on the first day or Sunday. Now let's go back in time just a bit. Let's go back to the Bishop's Version, which predates the King James Version. All right, Acts 20, verse 7. In the Bishop's Version. And upon one of the Sabbath days, let me read that again. Is that what it really said? Okay, let me read it again. And upon one of the Sabbath days, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul reasoned with them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued the word unto midnight. Okay, so hold on. Let's put the brakes on here. This older version clearly stated, and upon one of the Sabbath days. It did not say on Sunday or the first day. Okay, so maybe this is a red flag, maybe it isn't. In fact, I think what we should do is look at another older version and let's see if there's any agreement with these older versions. So let's go to another pre-King James version called the Coverdale. And let's see what Acts 20 verse 7 says in the Coverdale. Here we go. Upon one of the Sabbaths, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, willing to depart on the morrow, and continued preaching until midnight. Okay, there seems to be a problem here. This pre-King James version is also saying, upon one of the Sabbaths. Surely this is just a fluke, right? Okay, here, let's read the great version of Acts 20, verse 7. That's the great version, which is also a pre-King James version. Acts 20, verse 7. And upon one of the Sabbath days, when the disciples came together for to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued the preaching unto midnight. This is definitely not a fluke. There is something going on here that we need to investigate. But first, let's take a look at a couple more versions of the scriptures. Let's look at the Jonathan Mitchell New Testament Study Bible, and that's Acts 20, verse 7. Are you ready? Here it goes. Now, on that one particular Sabbath, literally, in one of the Sabbaths, at our having been gathered together to break bread, that is, to share a meal, Paul began dialoguing with, or discoursing and reasoning through discourse to them. He was being about to depart on the next day, so he continued prolonging the message, stretching out beside them the thoughts and the reasons of the Logos until midnight. Again, that's the JMNT version, and this is a 2014 version. Uh-oh, this is becoming interesting. Let's take a look at another modern version of the King James. This is the modern King James version, the 1962 edition. Acts 20, verse 7. And on the first of the Sabbaths, the disciples having been assembled to break bread, being about to depart on the morrow, Paul reasoned to them, and he continued his speech until midnight. So, this tells me we need to do some research. So the time has come to break down the Greek to see what's really going on here. Let's open up with the OGNT, Greek Interlinear Version. And we'll be reading Acts 20, verse 7 again. But before we do, I need to mention how we're going to do this. We're going to go word for word with the Strong's numbers. This may take a minute, and if you'd like to get your pencil out now, it would be a good idea to take notes. The very first word is on, and on is Greek number 1722, and the Greek pronunciation is en. So the next word is Greek number 1161, and the Greek pronunciation is de, and it means and, among other things, and we'll discuss this. And then we go to the Greek 3588, and that is te. So what we have now is en de te, and that means the. Then we go to the Greek number 1521, and that word is mia, which means one, according to this translation. Let's take a look at the next one, and it's Greek 3588, and that's the word ton, which means the. So far what we have is on and the, one the. Okay, so far it's a little confusing, isn't it? Well, we're going to straighten this out. Let's look at the next word. This is Greek 4521, and the word is sabbaton, and that's the Greek pronunciation. Well, some of you might recognize that word. That word is Sabbath. All right, let's look at the next word. It is Greek 4863, and that word is synegmentom, and synegmentom means to assemble. The next word is Greek 1483, and the Greek word is hamon, which means of us, according to them. Then we're going to take another word. It's Greek 2806, and that word is kalasai, which means to break. Then we're going to take a look at Greek 740, which is arton, which means bread. The next word is Greek 3588, and some of you have noticed that 3588 has different pronunciations here and there. Depends on which word is being used, I'm guessing. Maybe not. Not sure. We're going to have to deal with this. Anyway, it has 3588 here as ho, which is the. Funny thing, I noticed earlier that word was te, and it is the. Let me take a look at the possible pronunciations here. Hang on. 3588 is ho, ha, including the feminine, which is he and he, and the neuter, which is to. So I can see the possible different pronunciations. So could be gender specific as well. Don't know. We'll get on this. All right. The next Greek word is Greek number 3972. And that word is paulos, which means Shaul or Paul. Then we go to Greek 1256. And that word is dialegeto, which means to dispute. The next word is Greek 846, which is atois. Again, that's atois, which means to them. The next word is Greek 3195, which is melon, which translates to be about to. And the next one is Greek 1826, which is exianeia, which translates to go away. Next we have Greek 3588, which is te, which is the. Greek 1887, which is epaurion, which translates to the next day. And the next word is Greek 3905, which is perenteinen, and that means to prolong. The next word is Greek 5037, which is te, and that means and. The next word is Greek 3588, which is ton, and it's the. The next Greek word is 3056, which is logon, which means word. Same thing as logos. Next word is Greek 3360, which is mertri, and that means until. And the next Greek word is Greek 3317, which is menonsktiou, which means midnight. Okay, so now let's study to see what the passage really does say. We're just going to look at the first phrase as far as what the first phrase really means, because that's what's in question right now, is that very first phrase. Was it on a Sunday or was it on a Saturday? Or should I say, was it on the first day or was it on the seventh day? So first, let's look at the Greek numbers to see what is possible and not possible for each word to mean. So let's start again with Greek 1722, which is en, which means on. Okay, the next word is Greek 1161, which is de, which can mean but, moreover, and, also, now. And by the way, this word is often unexpressed in English with its placement in the Greek. The next word is 3588, which is the word te, which translates to the, this, that, one, he, she, it, etc. And again, this is often omitted in the English in some cases. Next, we can have Greek 5121, which is the word sabbaton, which translates to the Sabbath, which is the seventh day of the week, or 7 days or week. Next, we need to put this phrase together so that it makes sense. And with thoughtful care and analysis of the Greek, this is what Acts 20 verse 7 should say. Here we go. On one of the Sabbaths, we assembled to break bread. Paul talked to them about leaving the next day and prolonged the word until midnight. That's it. That's what it means. Nowhere is there a command changing the Sabbath from Saturday to Sunday. Nowhere. Another thing to keep in mind, we know there are major penalties for anyone adding to or taking away from what the Bible really means and says. I need to make sure to interpret this verse correctly and without a doubt. Let's take a look at what the penalty is when one adds or takes away from the true meaning of the scriptures. Let's go to Revelation 22, 18 and 19. That's Revelation 22, 18 and 19. For I witness to everyone hearing the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, Elohim shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Elohim shall take away his part from the book of life, and out of the set apart city, which are written in this book. Again, that's Revelation 22, 18 and 19. There's no way that any of us want the plagues of this book upon us, nor do we want our names to be blotted out of the book of life, and to be excluded from entering into the city. Therefore, we will be as accurate as we possibly can, and without compromise, no matter what it means. Some may say, why do you take these translations so seriously? Well, have you heard of the term, my people perish for lack of knowledge? Well, if not, there's a couple places, but let's visit Hosea 4:6. That's Hosea 4:6. I want us to take this very seriously. Again, that's Hosea 4, verse 6. My people perish for a lack of knowledge. Because you have rejected knowledge, I have rejected you from being priest for me. Since you have forgotten the Torah of your Elohim, I have forgotten your children. You see, the devil has done a really good job of muttering up the words in each and every English translation, as well as other languages. Do you think this is by accident? Well, it's not. What do you think was going on in the days of Noah? The majority of the human race was genetically corrupted, including animals. That's right. If you read Genesis 6, you can get the bigger picture. You can also get the picture by reading the book of Enoch, and also don't forget Jude, verse 6, which states, "And the messengers who did not keep their own principalities, but left their own dwelling, he has kept in everlasting shackles under darkness for the judgment of the great day." Here's a question. Is today any better than yesterday? Well, I would say not. Yeshua tells us in Matthew 24 just how treacherous things are about to become. That's Matthew 24, 4 through 14. And Yeshua answering said to them, "Take heed that no one leads you astray." You hear the very first words he says? Take heed that no one leads you astray. Verse 5. "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they shall lead many astray, and you shall begin to hear of fightings and reports of fightings. See that you are not troubled, for these things have to take place, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and reign against reign, and there shall be scarcities of food, and deadly diseases, and earthquakes in places. And all these are just the beginning of birth pains. Then they shall deliver you up to affliction and kill you, and you shall be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many shall stumble, and they shall deliver up one another and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and lead many astray. And because of the increase in lawlessness, the love of many shall become cold. But he who shall have endured to the end shall be saved. And this good news of the reign shall be proclaimed in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come." What is the very first thing Yeshua Messiah tells us in Matthew 24, 4? He says, "Take heed that no one lead you astray." I am submitting to you that the entire Christian church, all of it, has been led astray. How do I know this? Well, I was there, just like everybody else in this small assembly was there. But Daniel 7:25 told us that the times and the laws would all be changed, and they indeed have been changed. Let's take a look at Daniel 7:25. "And it speaks words against the Most High, and it wears out the set apart ones of the Most High, and it intends to change the appointed times and law, and they are given into its hand for a time, times, and half a time." Did you hear the opening of Daniel 7:25? "It speaks words against the Most High, and it wears out the set apart ones of the Most High," and this right here, "and it intends to change the appointed times." What are the appointed times? If you look at Leviticus 23, it tells you what all of Yahovah's appointed times are. I'll continue. "And law." It changes the appointed times and the law. Yes, the Torah. There is not one single Sunday-keeping church keeping Torah. They tell you that the Torah has been done away with. Has it? No, it has not. Anyway, don't believe me. Read it for yourself. Pick up that book and start from the very beginning. You will see for yourself that you have indeed been deceived. Well, for now, that's all I have. And in the famous words of our beloved Messiah, Yeshua, who told us in Matthew 7, 7 and 8. That's Matthew 7, 7 and 8. "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. And he who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, it shall be opened. I really want to thank you guys for joining us today. And if you'd like to join us in fellowship, you can. You can go to KMSR1700AM.com, go to the Shabbat study page, and click on the Skype link, and at 2:30 Eastern Time today, the seventh day, you can join us in fellowship. Well, I hope to see you then. And Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters.
Hey folks, don't forget, today at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time, we have a Shabbat Fellowship, and we'd love for you to join us. All you have to do is go to KMSR1700AM.com and click on the Shabbat Study page. There'll be a Skype Fellowship link at the top of the page above the radio button. That's all you got to do. So, we look forward to seeing you today for Shabbat Fellowship at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time. And don't forget, coming up this Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we're going to have another teaching on Ask,
Seek, and Knock.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone.